Oh, are you the best of protectors? So protect me. Oh, are you the best of protectors? So protect me.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program الأسماء الحسنى Beautiful Names of Allah عز وجل And as you know in each episode we are covering the majestic names The glorious names of our Creator, our Sustainer, our Lord Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And in this episode 2, inshallah, we will cover more beautiful names. And what are those names? I'll say it right from the beginning. As-Sami' and Al-Basir. These are two very famous names. We read them in the Quran, we mention them in our du'as. So we'll be discussing these two beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-Sami' and Al-Basir. And these two names have been mentioned together in various places, they've been mentioned alone in other places. And what are the fawaid? Let us begin, first of all, what is the meaning of As-Sami'? As-Sami' means the one who hears. And Sam'un in the Arabic language means to hear. So the meaning of Sami' is the one who hears. Now it's very clear from the offset, and we know this from our Aqeedah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeing and hearing is completely different to the rest of creation. Our hearing, our seeing is different. It's dependent upon eyes, it's dependent upon ears. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know this does not exist. This concept of hearing with ears, seeing with eyes does not exist. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from body parts, free from having limbs like us. And His hearing and His seeing is more powerful than ours. He sees everything. He hears everything. Even an ant which crawls on a dark night, a leaf that falls, he is aware of that as well. He hears, his hearing is different to ours. He hears everything. Our hearing, our seeing is limited. There's a certain limit and that's it. We cannot hear beyond that. We cannot see beyond that. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his hearing and seeing is totally different. And in the Quran, Allah Jalla wa Ala, he himself says, وَإِن تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى That if you were to speak loudly, وَإِن تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى Then you should know that indeed Allah, He knows that which is hidden, that which is concealed. سِرَّ وَأَخْفَى He hears the lowest of the voices. Those voices which are not audible to me and you. And there's a narration where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once coming back with the companions alayhim ridwan and Sayyidina Abu Musa Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala, Sahabi of the Prophet alayhi wasallam, he says that we were walking on an elevated land. We were walking upwards and along with this we would also walk down, meaning we would walk in an upward motion, climb a certain land and then we will come down from that land as well. And when we would do so, we would recite the takbir. Allahu Akbar, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would say and proclaim that Allah is the greatest. And we would say it in such a way that would be difficult on ourselves. We would say it so loudly. And this is when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to us and he said, be gentle upon yourselves. إِنَّمَا تَدْعُونَ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا You are calling out to the one who hears and the one who sees. The one who is all seeing, all hearing. The one who is all hearing, all seeing. Meaning you don't have to call out so loudly. Even if you were to use a less audible voice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is all hearing, all seeing, He can hear you, He can see you, everything. Now, one beautiful meaning that the ulama have extracted for Sami'a, this is from a hadith. There's a hadith in Sunan Ibn Majah where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a supplication, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa' wa min du'a'in la yusma' That, oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from knowledge which does not benefit and from a du'a which is not heard. Now, when we say du'a which is not heard, so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is seeking refuge in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from knowledge which is unbeneficial. There are many types of knowledge which are unbeneficial for a person. In fact, they can lead to harm. They can lead to nuqsan and a person falling into hardship. So the Prophet alayhi salam, the first part of the dua is instructing us to make this dua. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from knowledge which does not benefit. And secondly, from a dua which is not heard. And what does it mean by not heard? We are just discussing Sami' and this sifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means that He can hear everything. So what does this dua mean? What does it mean? I seek refuge in you, Allah, from a dua which is not heard. Who is the one that listens to dua? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how can it be that He cannot hear some du'as and He can hear others? The meaning of min du'a illa yusma, as explained by Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, is that this is seeking refuge in Allah from a du'a which is not accepted, which is ghayr qabool. He says, la yustajabu wa la yu'taddu bihi faka'annahu ghayru masmu'. So it means a dua which is not accepted. لا يستجاب ولا يعتد به. There's no consideration for that dua whatsoever. فكأنه غير مسموع. So it is as if that dua was not heard. But in reality, we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears everything. So we won't take the meaning literally to be that Allah did not hear someone's dua. Allah hears everything. Whether He accepts it or not, that's His mashia, that's His will. And we should seek refuge in Allah from such a dua which is not accepted by Allah Jalla wa'ala. Now moving on, another beautiful thing about the name Sami' is that when we study the Quran, when we study the tafsir of the Quran, we try to understand the deeper meanings of the Quran. And what is mentioned therein regarding the Anbiya alayhim salam, what were their habits, what were their mannerisms, how they would do things. One thing we note is that the Anbiya alayhim salam, the Prophets, alayhim salatu wasalam, they would use this name, Sami', in their supplications. When they would supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would use this particular name. For example, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Sayyidina Ismail ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, when they constructed the Kaaba, when they finished the construction of Kaaba al-Musharrafa, and this is in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 127. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them completing the construction. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلِ, that when Ibrahim and Ismail raised the foundations of the house, when they finished the construction of the Kaaba, what did they say? رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Oh Allah, accept this from us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. You are the all-hearing, you are the all-knowledgeable. And again, if you keep in mind the meaning explained by Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullahi alayhi, this makes perfect sense. That, Ya Allah, we've constructed the Kaaba, and now accept this from us. And they're doing dua. Ya Allah, accept this dua from us. Innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. You are the one who accepts dua. You are the one who listens to the dua, meaning you're the one who accepts it in the favor of a person. So, subhanAllah, this is the way of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. Then we have another prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we have another incident of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and we know he was granted Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam in old age. When he was elderly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him this blessing in the form of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. And thereafter, Allah jalla wa ala, in his old age, meaning the old age of Ibrahim alayhi salam, He granted him Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam as well. And it was an age where normally people cannot have children. This was the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the khas rahmah. And when Ibrahim alayhi salam was granted these two sons, these pious sons who would go on to become prophets in their own rights, then Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam uses the word Sami' again when praising Allah. He says, and this is in Surah Ibrahim, verse 39, Alhamdulillahi alladhi wahaba li 'ala al-kibari Ismail wa Ishaq, inna rabbi la sami'u du'a. That all praise is due to Allah who granted me in old age Ismail and Ishaq. He granted me both of these children in old age. Inna Rabbi la sami'u du'a. Indeed, my Lord is the hearer of supplications, the one who hears a supplication. What does it mean by the one who hears a supplication? Again, it means the one who accepts the supplication. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam prayed and Allah accepted his supplication and granted him pious offspring in the form of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam and Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam. Then we have the incident of Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam. And when he went to the chamber of Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and he saw, subhanAllah, that fruit, which was not the fruit of the season, it was a fruit from a different season, that was present before Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And he asked her, where did this come from? And she mentions how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives without account. And then thereafter, in old age again, Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salam was in old age and he wanted a pious child. So he made dua in that very same place. Sayyidatuna Maryam radiallahu anha would recite, and he said, this is in Surah Al Imran, verse 38, Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyibah. O Allah, grant me from yourself dhurriyatan tayyibah, pious offspring. Innaka sami'u dua. And indeed, you are the hearer of supplication. Innaka sami'u dua. Just like Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Inna Rabbi la sami'u dua. Similarly, Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salam prayed, Innaka sami'u dua. Oh Allah, you are the acceptor of supplication. You are the one who hears, meaning you are the one who accepts the supplication. Subhanallah. And we have other accounts in the Quran as well. For example, the mother of Sayyidatuna Maryam radiallahu anha, when Sayyidatuna Maryam radiallahu anha was in her stomach, in her womb, and she prayed. What did she say? That, O Allah, whatever is in my stomach, I endow it for your sake. And then she said, فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. You are the one who hears and you are the all-knowledgeable. Meaning you are the acceptor of dua. So this meaning is found throughout. Whenever Anbiya alayhi salam make this dua and they mention Sami', they knew the meaning of Sami', meaning the one who accepts dua. So this is something that we should follow as well. And in this last example, it wasn't a prophet, it was the mother of Sayyidatuna Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, a high-ranking waliya, of course, but she also would make dua using the name Sami'. Why? Because this was a means of the dua being accepted. Because this meant, Ya Allah, you are the acceptor of dua. Now the second name, Basir, let us move on to that. Basir here, Allah is the one who sees everything. Again, it's not seeing like human beings, it's not reliant on eyes. Allah's seeing is different to mankind. Laysa kamithlihi shay. Allah is not like creation. Who was Sami' al-Basir. And He sees everything. Now this sifa, this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you were to ponder upon it, subhanAllah, it can bring a transformation in our lives. It will make us obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we know Allah jalla wa ala is watching us in every moment. Now, in society, without comparison, when a person is alone or is in a situation where he's going to do something which is incorrect, he looks over his shoulder, he's hesitant, he's reluctant, he's scared, he's fearful, somebody might see me. But when we speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then every single moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of what his abd, what his slave is doing. He sees his slave. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees that which we do not even see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's seeing is more powerful than ours. And there's no comparison whatsoever. And in regards to sinning, in particular, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware when we disobey him. In Surah Bani Israel, verse 17, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا. Allah is sufficient as a khabir and basir in regards to the sins of his slaves. He is sufficient as a khabir, one who is well informed, one who knows by himself. Nobody informs him. Khabir, he has khabar, he has full knowledge regarding that thing. And basir, he is fully aware in that he sees that thing as well. So in regards to the sins of his slaves, Allah is sufficient as a khabir and basir. Allah knows about our situation. Not for a single moment is our situation not before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's all aware of us. He's our creator. And in another verse we're told, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. That indeed there is nothing in the earth and the heavens that is concealed upon Allah. Nothing is hidden from him. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. He knows what is in the hearts. In another verse, Surah Baqarah, verse 110, we're told, وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Whatever you send forth in terms of goodness, you will find it in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, Allah sees what you do. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sees our sincerity that's in our heart before we do an action. He knows of the evil intentions that may be in our heart. He knows about the wasawis that are in our heart. He knows about our next move before we even do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees these things. He knows these things. And Allah jalla wa ala sees our actions in the day, our actions of the night, our actions in public, our actions in seclusion, our actions in a majma', when we're in a massive group, our actions when we're all alone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's seeing us at all times. لَا تُدْرِكُهُ الْأَبْصَارُ وَهُوَ يُدْرِكُ الْأَبْصَارُ. And in the Quran we're told that eyes cannot encompass Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but He can encompass the eyes. And in regards to these attributes of Allah, these beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we've already explained that they're unlike creation. And we're not supposed to ponder upon the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala too much. Otherwise we'll become confused. We may even become misguided. What we told? لا تتفكروا في الخالق. Do not ponder upon the Khaliq himself, Jalla wa ala. Otherwise, فتهلكوا. You'll be destroyed. And instead, what should you concentrate on? What should you ponder about? تفكروا في الخلق. You should ponder upon the creation in order to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to gain ma'rifah of your creator, Allah Jalla wa ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sami'an basir. But He has also made us sami'an basir. فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا basira. In Surah Al-Dahr, verse 3, we're told this. Now here, it needs to be clarified that just because we are sami'an basir, it doesn't equate us to Allah, ma'azallah, in no way, shape or form. It doesn't mean we've reached that level or we have divinity or anything like that. No. What we actually learn from this is that a name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can equally be applied to creation, but the meaning will be completely different. Allah being sami'an basir is independently. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have a limit in terms of His seeing and hearing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who bestows hearing and seeing to the creation. And then in creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can grant greater level of seeing and hearing to certain people over others. This has also been evident and witnessed as well. Look at the Quran, for example, the incident of Sayyiduna Sulaiman ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he is with his people and he's going through the jungle, and there's a large group of ants, and the queen of those ants, they're at a distance of miles and miles away, very far away. But the queen of the ants says, Ya ayyuhan namlu dkhulu masakinakum, that, O ants, enter your homes. لَا يَحْطِمَنَّكُمْ سُلَيْمَانُ وَجُنُودُهُ وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. So she is warning her fellow ants. And Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salam is miles away. Yet he can hear the conversation of the ants. And look at the knowledge of the Anbiya alayhi salam. They can even hear the speech of animals, insects as well. And in this case, the ants. So when Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salam heard this, he smiled. فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكَ مِنْ قَوْلِهَا. Due to what she is saying. So look at the difference in the hearing faculty of Sulaiman alayhi salam and other creation. You could have an ant that just goes by us, right by us, and we won't be aware of it, we won't even hear it. But Sulaiman alayhi salam is able to hear the conversation of the ants, which is taking place at miles, miles away. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted different levels of hearing and seeing to creation as well. And this is up to Him and His will. Nevertheless, we have the faculty of hearing, we have the faculty of seeing, and because of this, we are immensely helped in our affairs throughout life, alhamdulillah. And we should show thankfulness to Allah Jalla wa'ala for giving us the faculty of hearing and seeing as well. In the Quran it says, جَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made hearing for you, seeing for you, sight, and He gave you hearts as well. When you came out of your mother's womb, you had the ability to see, to hear, you had hearts in your chest. And what were you supposed to do? When we acknowledge and we know that Allah has given us all of this, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. These were given so that perhaps you may be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you're grateful to Allah, you ponder about these blessings and you realize, wow, Allah Jalla wa'ala granted me all of this without me doing anything. I didn't have to do anything. In the world, you have to pass courses, you have to gain qualifications, you have to adopt a certain route, go down a certain path before you're acknowledged or you're recognized and then you're given something. This, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted all of it without us having to do anything. This was His immense blessing. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should show immense gratitude to Him for the faculty of hearing and seeing and all our bodily limbs as well. So alhamdulillah, in this episode we heard about Sami' and Basir, Allah Jalla wa Ala's beautiful names, and a bit of commentary in light of what the ulama have written. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us until the next episode. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, You're the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh Allah, You're the best of protectors, so protect me.